Hello everyone, this is James Ferrer and you friends are listening to Playlist, the podcast. And I know that you've missed me and I missed everyone too. So that's why I am back with a very, very, very long episode for you all today. I'll be reviewing and sharing my first initial thoughts to Harry Styles' new album, Harry's House. I know that, you know, it was released, last month, and everybody's raving about it. Unfortunately, I haven't listened to it since I really want to get in my thoughts on it and share with everybody what I am thinking of each and every song there is. So this is the first time that I'll do this format because I usually listen to an album during my break time and just write my thoughts and share it with everybody afterwards. But for this part of the episode, or rather this time around, we will just be listening together through one by one on each songs. So we have 13 songs, so I'm very sure that it will take long. So, might as well, let's start the ball rolling. Let's start with this first song. Okay, funky, I love it. Oh wow, okay. Alright, that was intense. I love it. It's very 70s, it's jazzy, it's funky. And the title of that song is Music for a Sushi Restaurant. So I like it because it has those electric vibe through it. It's very funky, as I've said. It's jazzy and it like babara baba. I never heard Harry sing those runs. It was so crazy. It was a definite ride. I love it. I will definitely listen to it. Yeah, it's very 70s. I like it. Harry, thank you very much for creating such song. Okay, let's go on. Well, there is lyrics. Basically, I mean, yeah. He's saying music for a sushi restaurant from Ice on Rice, things like that. He's repetitively blabbering, ba 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 ba. And there's this bridge line that I think is interesting. If the stars were edible and our hearts were never full, could we just live with just a taste? Just a taste. Oh, Harry! Come on, what sensuality is this? This is very good. What an opening song. Very, very nice for an album. Let's go on and listen to the next song. It's Late Night Talking. Things haven't been quite the same. There's a haze on the horizon, babe. Then you wanna okay, solid. Hey. Now you're in my life. Wow, okay. I love it. Wow. I've never been a fan of change. Wow, okay. But I'd follow you to any place. If it's Hollywood or Bishop's Gate. Another solid song. Wow, that was so good. Very 70s again. Another funky song. Very danceable on those clubs, and I like the lyrics of it. I mean, there's a pull, and, you know, there's a vibe that you want to dance to. The chorus is really a hook. It's really good. We've been doing all nice late night, talking about anything you want until the... It's so good. I mean, super good. Chef's kiss. It is super nice. I like it. I think I've heard this song in the past. I think like outside and being played on the Uber or the Grab ride home. I think I've heard this. And it's actually the second most popular song, it seems. And this seems to be the next single after As It Was, right? I'm not entirely sure, but he performed this in Coachella, as I was reading through some of the notes here. It's so good! I like to listen to it. It's very... the bands that I listen to, which I cannot pinpoint right now because I'm so hooked. I love it. Harry, it's so good. Thank you so much. Let's go on and listen to the third song, Grape. Jeez.
One.
Gosh, that's solid. That's very solid. Okay, Grape Juice, what a song. I like the synth. I like that it's very sad, it seems. Like, I haven't really... Of course, this is my initial reaction, but, like, reading through the lyrics, you know, it's presented as if it's a perfect day. But there are lines. There's just no getting through without you. A bottle of rouge. Just Me and You. It's Just Me and You, 1982. There's just no getting through the Grape Juice blues. There's some sadness in this song. I want to hear it more. But so far, I mean, 303. I mean, I like it still. There's no garbage song so far. Alright, the next song is As It Was. Of course, you know this. I've played this and reviewed it. Love the song. I'll just listen through it. And, you know, obviously, you know my thoughts on this. So, I'll skip it through and then listen to Daylight. I'll just get the whole fantasy of this album. That's why I will listen to it offline. So, I'll get back at you in a while. Alright, as I said, that's As It Was. That's the fourth song. So, it fits well to the theme of the whole album. It's 4 of 4. It's still... Everything's good so far. It's so danceable, this album. Let's listen to the next song. I wonder what this is. This is entitled Daylight. And as you may all know, there's a song by another favorite who's... X's with Harry, and the song is entitled Daylight. Let's see if, you know, this is somewhat similar, or I don't know. Let's hear it. All right, I hear synths again.
I'm on the roof.
Oh.
You're in your airplane seat. I was nosebleeding.
Oh.
Looking for life out there.
Wow.
You were just doing cocaine.
Okay.
You never listen. I hope you're missing me.
Oh my god, super sexy.
So I could be sticking to you.
Wow. Oh my god, another good song. It's so sexy. I really wonder, like, what's in his mind, you know? I mean, oh my gosh, Daylight. That's so sexy. I mean, the image of the verse too. I mean, out of New York, I'm on the calm down speed. We're on bicycle saying there's life out there. You've got the antidote. I'll take one to go, please. Get the picture cut out my middle. You ain't got time for me right now. And then the pre-chorus, if I was a bluebird, I would fly to you. You'd be the spoon. Dip you in honey so I could be sticking to you. Come, I mean, Harry, this is so sensual. I love it. Harry, so far, so good. Okay, I've been hearing raves about the next song. The next song is entitled Matilda. And I really hope that I like it, because like all fans of Harry loves this song. So let's, it's my first time to hear it. Oh my gosh, let's go. Oh no, 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 nope, 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 sorry. We've skipped into one song. The sixth song is actually Little Freak. So let's hear it first. Okay, bass.
Little freak Jezebel, you sit high atop the kitchen counter. Stay green a little while. You bring blue lights to dreams. Starry haze, crystal ball. Somehow you've become some paranoia. Thinking about you.
Oh my gosh.
Just thinking about you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. This is a sad song. This is a sad song. I like it, cannot. Wow. Wow, that was something. That was really something. And from the looks of it, there are, I don't know, there are parallels on this song and some of the songs from, I don't know, 1989, like the Out of the Woods and the Delicate song. Because like, if you listen to the chorus, I was thinking about who you are, your delicate point of view. I was thinking about you. I'm not worried about where you are or who you will go home to. I'm just thinking about you. Like, what? Oh my god, that's like, that's so sweet. That's so thoughtful. I mean, I don't know. Like, there are moments like that in life. I'm not sure. And then, like, the first three of this song, I disrespected you. Jumped in feet first and I landed too hard. A broken ankle, karma rules. You never saw my birthmark. Like, wow. I mean, this is like, are we out of the woods? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? I mean, right? Is this for, girl? Is this for Taylor Swift? But I mean, come on. This is such a good song. I will listen to this more. It fits well to like the folky songs of Taylor Swift, so I might create a playlist for it that will include this. So, wow, oh my gosh, Harry. So far, I like all the songs. Wow, this is amazing. Okay, let's listen to, as I've said, Matilda, the seventh song, which is, you know, people are buzzing about. Let's hear it.
Throw a party full of everyone you know. Not invite your family cause they never showed you love. You don't have to be sorry for leaving and growing up.
Oh my gosh.
You can see the world following the seasons. Anywhere you go, you don't need a reason cause they have to be sorry, no.
My gosh, my heart. That was so good. Oh my god, I cried. Like, literally cried. Like, tears fell in my eyes. That was a moment. Like, this song, Harry, that was so good. It's about, like, you know, you're on your own now. I mean, you're on your on the age that you actually can be independent. You don't have to rely to your family because they've just been hurting you, and you can decide to actually create a party where you just invite the people that you love that accepts you fully. And that's something. And like, Harry, thank you, because like wow, sorry, because like that's a theme that I think every LGBTQ queer person is going through. It's hard to like get acceptance fully from your family. And if, wow, it's a delicate topic, like birthday parties, like any special events in my life that I celebrate too, it's a very delicate topic because like these moments in life is, you know, these are special, and you actually get to decide who you wanna be into. Like, it's especially in the culture, the Filipino culture, we always invite family, and family invites family, and family invites more relatives, and so like everybody's included. And so if you get to like decide on your own at the certain age, that somehow you're just opposing what the tradition and the culture is, that says something. It's, yeah, you can do whatever you want now. I'm here. You are protected. So yeah, Matilda, come on. Oh my God, Harry, thank you so much for this song. This is so good. All right, so the next song is Cinema. I hope I like this song too, because obviously I love Cinema. You got the cinema. Oh, okay. Oh my God, bumalik na tayo bigla sa 70s. All right. Love. Oh my gosh. Darling, is it cool from starving when it comes to this? I guess we're in time. You got the cinema. You got the cinema. I bring you up to the cinema. Up when you get in line. You got the cinema. You got the cinema. I bring you up to the cinema. You pop when we get in a mood. All right, okay, that was okay. I mean, it's not the best of the bests, but it's okay. It wasn't bad. I think it's good that, you know, you play these types of songs on, like, barbershops. I don't know, I mean, it's not being shady, but these are, like, cool songs to listen to in the background. Like, I don't know why, while you work or, like, while you are on the gym. But it's not necessarily, like, one of my faves, but that was okay. That was okay. Yeah? Let's listening into Daydreaming. That might, you know, savage again. Back my love for this. Oh, wow. Okay, like, good synths. Good 70s style disco, like, tunes. It's so good so far, huh? Hey, wow. Okay. All right. Uh-huh. What? Hey. Hey. Wow. Wow, okay. Wow, okay. Oh, wow. Solid. Okay. Wow. That was good. Yeah, this might be one of my faves. Wow, that was solid. I mean, like, from all the songs that has been, you know, that we've listened so far, I mean, this has an impact to me. And upon reading, like, some things about this, like, Quincy Jones is actually credited for some of the, I don't know, for this song. And well, while reading it, is that there are track samples from Ain't We Funkin' Now by the Brothers Johnson. And John Mayer, an artist Styles has been a fan of since his teenage years, is credited for playing electric guitar on this song. Wow, that was solid. It was, I mean, I listened to it again after this. I think this is the first song I listened to after going through all the songs. It's solid. It's super danceable. It's feel good. It's sunny. It's, wow. I love it. Harry! My gosh. Girl. Okay, we're on the 9th song. I mean, the next song would be the 10th one. But girl, everything is a fucking serve. It's all a vibe. Wow, that was solid, Harry. Thank you so much. Let's listen to this next song. It's entitled Keep Driving. Black and white film camera, yellow sunglasses. Ashtray, swimming pool.
just keep driving.
Alright, okay. I like this song too. I probably listen to this on a drive down West Coast. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying things. But yeah, this is good. The song is about, like, you're already on a downfall, so might as well just keep driving. I think that's what it means. So, yeah. It's super chill. I like the hippie, the vibey feel of it. It's an easy song to listen to, no stress. So I like it. So let's listen on to the next song, which is Satellite. We're on to our last three songs. So I guess we'll be fine. Wow, is it just me that I hear like those 90s sounding here is for you? I don't know, like there are runs that is very R&B 90s that to this song, which it works well. It is heavy on drums, synths, and like with the echoing vocals, but I like it. I like songs that actually talks about satellite or referencing to a satellite. Like there's this song by Sarah Bareilles that I love listening to, Satellite Call. I like the thought of it being, you know, just there out there in our world, spinning around and, you know, being overlooked into because basically it just does what it means to do. And so I think that's what the song is about. It's like, okay, I'm here, and I go round and round. But, yeah, it's kind of lonely now that I'm alone. But, yeah, you're not even doing anything to be around me. Something to that effect, I don't know. The last part, like, the chorus of it, with all, like, the explosiveness of everything that's been happening to the song. I'm not entirely sure if I dig it. I might as well listen to it, but it somehow is included into my top 5. I mean, this is a hard album to rate per song, but so far this is up there. I like it. Yeah, let's listen to the 12th song of this particular album. It's entitled Boyfriends. Okay. Ay, okay, ano yun? Wow. Okay.
Boyfriends, they think you're so easy.
Okay.
They take you for granted. They don't know, they're just misunderstanding.
Okay, I don't like it. Sorry. I decided not to like the song. I don't know. I don't know. It might grow on me eventually, but I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like the theme. I don't like it. Sorry. But anyway, not sorry. Let's go on and listen to the last song. I'm so excited that I can't believe that I finished the song. I mean, this album. And so I am so excited to listen to it all over again during my free time. Every time I wash my dishes and clean the house, I will listen to this album. Let's listen to the last song, last track, Love of My Life by Harry Styles.
Love of my life. lost till you find it. Take a walk on Sunday through the afternoon. We can always find something for us to do. We don't really like what's on the news, but it's on all the time. I take you with me every time I go away.
Alright. Okay, that's an interesting song to end the Harry's album. Harry's House album. It was okay. It was an okay song. I mean, you know, as you may know, if you pull in good cinema, like the plot, there is obviously a climax on this particular album, which would probably be on, like, from Matilda, and then everything else would be good. Final thoughts on the album. I'm very excited. As I've said, I'm very excited to listen to this again. I genuinely love Matilda. I also love Daylight, Little Freak. Like, there are always three consecutive songs that I think is vital for an album to be good. Like for example, John Mayer's songs, there are certain three consecutive songs that, you know, nails it down. And so for me, it was Daylight, Little Freak, and Matilda for this. And I think Daydreaming is something that I listened to. And again, Satellite. I want it to grow on me as well because, again, I like the topic. I like the overall thing on going for Satellite. Daydreaming, though, come on, it's so funky. I think it's encapsulating all what Harry's House is about. It's a funky, it's heart wrenching, it's about soul, it's about like new wave of disco music, and I can't wait to dance to it and cry through it again. And I did hope that you guys enjoyed this particular episode of my podcast. I enjoyed it so much. And with that, thank you again, and I missed every one of you, and I hope that, you know, this episode actually suffice and would suffice your appetite, your need for the new playlist of podcast. But yeah, let's meet again soon. I hope that you guys will have a good day, and with that, thank you so much. Bye!